Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There is perhaps no more rewarding task than helping kids explore their creativity. Let's go in depth with Jean Brandt, teacher at North Star Elementary, Dave Garcia with the Knoxville Schools PTO, and the inventors of North Star Elementary. Ladies, you want to be on the radio?
Sure.
Come a little closer. What are your names?
Sydney.
Molly.
Well, what's your invention, ladies?
They're glow-in-the-dark diapers, so you don't have to turn the lights on when you're, like, babysitting or you're to find the baby. So you don't have to turn the light on, and it doesn't hurt your eyes or it doesn't wake the baby up.
Okay, so the baby's lying in bed.
Yeah. And then you can just see the diaper just glowing, so you can just walk towards it, and you don't have to, like, turn the lights on to find it.
Okay, and you've got an ultraviolet bulb here?
Yep.
So it's not like a fluorescent paint that glows all the time. It only glows with the ultraviolet.
No, it glows in the dark, too.
Oh, you have a demonstration with a box. Oh, it glows in the dark or with the ultraviolet light. Okay, and what gave you the idea?
Sydney's mom.
She was wearing contacts, so when she took them out, it would always hurt her eyes. And so she would have to turn the light on to find the baby. So we just thought of making glow-in-the-dark diapers, so you don't have to turn the light on.
That would stop the baby from crying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Michaela McGill.
Michaela, tell us a little bit about your invention. It's the Eggcellent Separator.
My family wanted to hatch some chicks, so we bought an incubator. At first, we noticed that the chicks would run around and knock all the other eggs around. This caused problems for the unhatched chicks. It takes 21 days to hatch chicks. You turn them at least twice a day for 18 days. On day 19, you stop turning them and enter the Eggcellent Separator. It's made of foam board,
okay.
That is 15 inches long, 3 inches tall, and the notches are 1 1/2 inches. They need plenty of ventilation and humidity to survive, so it had to allow that.
So it protects the yet unhatched eggs. Well, great. And what was the best part of this?
Getting to build it.
And do you think it has a practical application?
Yeah.
You think people will use it?
We will. My family will.
All right. So how many of them are you going to build?
Probably only this one because we only have one incubator.
Oh, but there's one per incubator if you had more incubators.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jean Brandt, Dave Garcia, and the inventors of North Star Elementary.
My name is Chase Carter, and I am the inventor of Cool Pigs. And my problem was it was challenging to keep my pigs cool during the hot summer. And I researched that an animal's water needs are based on their environment. And so I designed a cooling system. And this is how it works. The temperature sensor monitors heat in the hog confinement.
And you've got a great model here.
And the sensor activates the thermostat at set temperatures. And the thermostat activates the sprinkler system in the hog confinement.
Cool. The water comes out.
Yeah. And the system continues to be regulated by the temperature sensor. And do you have any questions?
Sure. What gave you the idea? Just from working with your own pigs?
Yeah, because we had trouble keeping them cool during the hot summer.
And how much do you think this would ultimately cost?
Well, it depends on your materials. So, it just depends on your materials.
And how big of a space you have to cool?
Yeah.
All right, so this came out of real concern for your own pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and do you think that you'll be building such a...
Yeah, we're going to build it in my real hog confinement. In a real hog confinement.
But will you let me know when that happens? I'd like to see
it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
How you doing, Bob?
Good, very nice. Dave, what's PTO doing here?
We just came a little bit early to help the kids set up and make sure they had their displays set up. And we're also taking some pictures of the kids' displays.
What do you think of the inventions?
Oh, they're awesome. Every year I've been coming for the last 3 or 4 years, and they're always just so neat. The kids, what they come up with, you know, really impressive.
And so you advise parents to get their kids involved?
Oh,
it's a kid-initiated thing.
It's definitely kid-initiated. You can see, I mean, some of the things were... kids had glow-in-the-dark diapers. I don't know how many grown-ups would think of a glow-in-the-dark diaper. Yeah, it's definitely kid-initiated. Parents, I'm sure, help out, you know, with some of the building some of the things, but it's definitely kid-initiated.
Thank you. All right, thanks. So you ladies want to be on the radio?
Why not? Why
sure.
Not?
Okay, what are your names?
Grace Jones
and Tessa Wadley.
And what invention do you have here today?
The handy-dandy notebook.
The handy-dandy notebook. What is the handy-dandy notebook all about?
Well, what you do, like if your parents say you can't take it to school, then you just stick it in the hole, then you cover it with papers, and then you do that. And make sure you take the mega pen along with you because you need it. And then now that you're at school, you take the homework.
Well, if you have to do homework, you can just... put it in that, and then just...
So what's your... You've got a little DS electronic unit here.
It can do any touchscreen electronics,
and that
fits in the hole.
And you can just... If your teacher's saying you have to do homework, and you can text somebody or draw, and you can... you have to turn the page every once in a while just to make it look like you're doing homework.
So what you've done is you've cut hole in notebook paper, inserted your electronic device, and so you can hide it from your parents and your teacher and play on it or text.
Yeah.
Okay, what do your parents and teachers think of this invention?
They probably won't like it.
They won't like it?
No.
We think it's cheating.
You think it's cheating?
No, we just think it's having fun.
Yeah. You're supposed to have fun in school, right?
But your teachers and parents might not like this, but you're just being creative and trying to get around the system?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thinking of more ways to be sneaky.
Thinking of more ways to be sneaky. All right, well, good luck with that.
It's a good idea.
I don't think it'll work now because everybody's seen it.
We love the handy-dandy notebook, so you should too.
It says right there, print.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Good luck. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gene Brandt, Dave Garcia, and the inventors of North Star Elementary. Tell us about your invention, Naya.
The notebook vaccine is a pill form of the flu vaccination and is put into a pill other than having to have the needles stuck into your arm. It also does not have to be handled by the hospital, which then saving money because the nurses don't have to be paid for poking someone in the arm. Second, it also saves resources such as metal or oil made for the plastic. And it also helps people with needle phobia, which is a fear of needles, and which can lead to serious problems such as avoiding medical help when needed because they fear of getting a shot. And
nobody likes needles, right?
I really don't.
No, me neither. So this is an oral
vaccine. Yeah.
And what gave you the idea?
When my whole family had to go get flu vaccines, we hate getting needles. So I just thought of this like, maybe I can make it into a pill. So it's And it's much more simple than they've made the other vaccines, because they've studied this idea with different diseases, but not the flu. I don't know really why, but the flu vaccine, I think we should be more worried about, because there's larger strands of it, and we have to kind of keep it on. And they do the other systems, like the nasal, but I couldn't get that because I have asthma, and other people couldn't get that because they were pregnant or had asthma as well, so they couldn't get that. And second, some older people, 65 or older, don't really get it because needle phobia, expense of the vaccine, or fear of side effects from the additives put inside the vaccine.
So this will be cheaper?
Yes.
More easily handled?
And it could be sold at a pharmacy because of the low ingredients put inside of the vaccine.
So you can just buy it over the counter?
Yes, because there wouldn't be much side effects, I wouldn't say. It's a lot more simple than having a needle full of other mixtures of strands and eggs, which people who are allergic to eggs can't get, because the egg is supposed to be a preservative, I think, put inside. And I think it's supposed to kind of make your muscle, when it's injected into the muscle, heal quicker because of the protein in eggs. And so I think it'd just be a lot easier just to take a pill than have to go to the doctor, have to drag your kids over, and when they're screaming, and yeah, go through that whole.
Have you had fun as part of Invent Iowa?
Yes, I have.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would.
Thanks, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
First, say your names for me.
Tierney. Alex.
What invention do you have, Tierney and Alex?
The disinfectant necklace.
Okay, how does that work?
You can put it around your neck, and there's either room spray, hand sanitizer, or Lysol.
So, the hand sanitizer you can use for, so it kills the bacteria from your hands, and the Lysol kills the bacteria from the air around you, and the room spray, makes your air fresh, so it smells good.
And it's right there handy around your neck.
Yep.
What gave you this idea?
Because people like hand sanitizers and, room sprays, so we decided to make, all of them, together.
So who do you think could use this?
Anyone can. According to a new study on Yahoo, their toilets without lids, if they flush, then the germs spray out. So if you're in bathrooms with toilets without lids, then you can easily spray and be disinfected.
Yeah.
So this is for everyone?
Yeah. At any age, no matter how old.
And you can have different kinds of necklaces, ribbons,
yep.
You've got.
Cases.
Oh, and cases. Lovely cases that they come in. Did you make those yourself?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Your names?
Taryn Johnson.
Ashlyn Knighty.
Could you tell us a little bit about your invention today?
This is the Super Baby Kit. It is a glow-in-the-dark baby bottle and pacifier. And many scientists have proved that babies like nightlights, so it would serve as a nightlight and a baby bottle or pacifier.
And if it falls behind the couch or there's a power outage, then you can always find them.
Okay, so everything is covered, and with, is that fluorescent paint?
Yes.
Okay, and I presume it's all non-toxic?
Yes, it's non-toxic.
Well, very handy. Everybody's that's had a baby has lost one of those items in the dark before, the bottles and the pacifier.
And it is machine washable. Safe. Or something like that.
Dishwasher safe.
Dishwasher safe. Yes, that's the word.
The Super Baby Kit. And what gave you the idea?
My cousin, Amber, she had her first baby, and in the night she didn't want to turn on the light because when she wakes up it hurts her eyes. So I thought she could just find it easier if it was glowing in the dark, and then give it to her baby.
And did you enjoy the process of invention?
Yes.
What was the best part?
Working on the board.
You like the board? It's very attractive.
Yeah.
It looks sort of like an ad with different fonts and everything. You worked hard on that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies.
And by the way, is this on the radio?
Yes.
Woohoo! My grandma watches it. Listens to it all the time.
Wait.
Hi, Grandma.
We're on the radio?
Not right now, but you will be.
Hi, Grandma. Terry McCombs, Steve McCombs, this is your granddaughter, Taryn Johnson.
She watches it all the time. Well, listens to it.
Mrs. Brandt, how's in Bend, Iowa going?
I think it's going very, very well. We have a lot of participation. A lot of classes have come in. And the inventors are doing a really good job of presenting their ideas. And it looks like the other students are having a good time asking questions and listening to their ideas.
And how long have you done this?
I believe this is my 17th year of coordinating Invent Iowa. Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And is there a favorite part of it for you?
Yes, I do have today is my favorite part because the kids who are here presenting their ideas with their display boards have actually followed through and they have persevered, and it hasn't always been simple, but we talk about inventors not giving up and, you know, keep on trying till they get it right. And so I'm hoping that those are characteristics that will, you know, help them as they get into adulthood. They'll look back on this, but it's also seeing the kids present those ideas. And to me, this is one of their first opportunities for public speaking, to share those ideas and have people really intently listening to them, that I think is great for them to, you know, feel good about what they're doing. And also a lot of these inventors are involved in 4-H, which is a wonderful thing, because over the years we've had many students that will take their inventions from Invent Iowa and use them for the fair and be able to qualify in four or five different categories and do really well. So to me, this is a building block to get them started on some really great things.
Thanks to Jean Brandt, Dave Garcia, and the inventors of North Star Elementary for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.